Ukraine's former boxing champion turned politician Vitaly Klitschko has withdrawn from the upcoming presidential race in Ukraine to endorse a fellow millionaire member of parliament, Petro Poroshenko. Among other candidates in the race is former Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. This latest development comes as Washington and Moscow remain embroiled in a war of words over Russia's intentions towards Ukraine after yesterday's phone call between American President Barack Obama and Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Stefan Boss reports.
The White House said U.S. President Barack Obama urged his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin to withdraw tens of thousands of troops on Ukraine's borders. He said Russia should not take any further steps to invade Ukraine after its recent takeover of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula. Instead, Obama suggested international monitors could ensure the safety of ethnic Russians in Crimea. His comments came in an hour-long phone call with Putin, which occurred while Obama was traveling in Saudi Arabia. The U.S. also warned it would impose tougher sanctions on Russia if it continues controversial military actions, explained State Department Deputy Spokeswoman Mary Harf.
We've already hurt his economy greatly by the action he's already taken. There will be further consequences that will hurt Russia even more and further isolate them, whether it's diplomatically, economically, or militarily, from the rest of the world if they do. A number of steps are on the table right now.
The talks between the American and Russian leaders came on the day that Putin acknowledged for the first time that Russian troops were directly involved in the takeover of Crimea. The recent events in Crimea were a serious examination, and they demonstrated the quality of the new abilities of our military personnel, as well as the high moral spirit of the staff, Putin said in televised remarks. Yet the Russian leader, who initiated Friday's phone call with Obama, reportedly defended his actions in Crimea. The Kremlin said Putin had told Obama that Ukraine's government is allowing extremists to intimidate civilians, including ethnic Russians, and that the international community must help stabilize the situation. Putin also complained of an effective blockade by Ukrainian border authorities of nearby Moldova's separatist region of Transnistria, where Russia has troops. His comments did little to calm down anxious minority Tatars in Crimea. Ukrainian authorities say at least 3,500 Crimean Tatars have fled following the Russian annexation of the peninsula and that the country is prepared for an influx of some 20,000 more refugees. They are anxious as hundreds of thousands of Tatars were deported from Crimea by Soviet leader Joseph Stalin. For Vatican Radio, I am Stefan Bos, reporting.